Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, my exclusive interview with Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from yesterday. Also, we'll hear from Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier of Lake Halley, who delivered the Republican weekly radio address this week on the election bills that passed, but Governor Evers is ready to veto them. Also, one of the candidates for city council who's got conservative support, but also the liberals are out with the candidates that they're supporting for city council and school board. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Yes, Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was one of the surprise guests, along with Republican congressional candidate Derek Van Orden in the 3rd Congressional District yesterday at a gathering of conservatives, a meet and greet for some of the candidates running for the ballot this April 5th. After the gathering and Senator Johnson addressing the crowd and answering a number of questions, I had my chance to go one-on-one with him. I began by asking him for his assessment on the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
It's a tragedy of historic portions of the path that Putin has chosen, just, you know, for years, not embracing the outstretched hand of the West to integrate Russia into, you know, the Western democracies and Western economy. It's not hasn't been good for the Russian people, not for the country, and now he's taken this step. And this is, you know, for all of his destabilization efforts, whether it's Georgia or Moldova and Transnistria or Eastern Ukraine, Crimea, this is orders of magnitude worse. He's always been a murderous thug. Now he's for sure a war criminal. This is completely unprovoked. This is nothing but a naked power grab. And the civilized world has to respond strongly if we want to deter this action in the future. You know, China's watching, Iran's watching, you know, other countries are watching. So,
see, some of the concern of a potential Putin pushback would be on a cyber attack on our infrastructure or on the financial markets. Is that something you see as a possibility?
Sure, it's always a concern. Russia has to understand we've got some pretty good cyber capabilities as well. So there is a, I'm not sure, a complete balance of power. I'm hoping it's an imbalance of power in our favor. They need to be a little concerned about that as well.
With Ukraine getting so many headlines and maybe not as much. Well, let me ask you about the Supreme Court pick for President Biden. Your thoughts on that and how the process will move ahead?
Well, Republicans are going to treat his nominee with respect. We're not going to make things up. We'll go through the process in a very respectful way. It doesn't surprise me that he's basically picking somebody from the left, what I would consider a judicial activist, not the type of judge like Neil Gorsuch, who said that justice's role is to apply the law, not alter it. I'm afraid, again, she's going to join the liberal bloc, and they're happy to alter the law. It's unfortunate. One difference between liberal judges and conservative judges, when I voted for conservative judges to confirm them, I knew I was going to not like some of their decisions, because they're going to apply the law, and there's a lot of law I don't agree with. One thing liberals can be pretty sure of is that their liberal justices are almost always going to rule based on their policy preferences. That's just unfortunate.
So you'll give her fair consideration and look at, you know, let the process play out.
Well, I know Republicans will. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll provide her a good process, and we're not going to be making things up.
But it's kind of a unique 50-50 Senate, right? I mean, so
it is. Well, it's even more unique because we have one senator, unfortunately, suffered a stroke.
Democrat, yeah, right. Yeah.
But hopefully he'll be back.
Mm-hmm. In terms of inflation, interesting, that didn't come up, you know, in terms of the Q&A, but I guess maybe the Ukraine shadow kind of overshadowing that, but still a huge concern and a huge factor in this midterm year.
It is. I noticed gasoline prices, according mm-hmm. to the latest Bureau of Labor Statistics, up 40%. The price of used cars up 40%. So, you know, even the headline inflation figure is 7.5%, which is a 40-year high. Depending on who you are, that could be dramatically understated. And of course, this is what happens when you have out of control deficit spending. I would argue that inflation is the Democrat tax on the middle class, and it's really hurting the very people that the Democrats purport to represent: seniors on a fixed income, people at the lower end of the income spectrum. They're going to be the ones most hurt by this inflation. That, by the way, didn't just happen. This is caused by the out-of-control deficit spending of Democrats.
In my exclusive interview with Wisconsin two-term U.S. Senator Ron Johnson yesterday, I asked for his response to the litany of slams he's getting from his would-be Democratic challengers that he's running for a third term solely to benefit himself.
Well, I mean... It's just a blast waking up every morning with three new attacks at you. No, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm deeply concerned about this country. As I said in my opening ad, it just feels like this nation is being torn apart. And I was at Biden's inauguration, and when the new president said that his number one goal is to heal and unify that nation, I mean, I'm thinking, okay, I'll sign up for that. I'll do everything I can, Mr. President, to help you achieve that healing. That unification of this country. We need it, as you heard me talk about here. We are strong if we're united. We are weakened when we're divided. And right now, we're very divided. And so we're not as strong as America needs to be for our own citizens, but also for the world.
You were elected in the Tea Party year of 2010. Now it's 2022. Is it a similar energy? How do you compare the 2 years?
You know, this is just my own personal feeling. It seems like it's a stronger...
Even stronger.
Stronger wave. I think people are more concerned about the direction of America and the country today in 2022 than they were in even 2010. I mean, back then we were $14 trillion in debt. Obamacare was concerning people in terms of its impact on our healthcare system. Fast forward, now we're $30 trillion in debt. We now, because of COVID, it's been exposed what our education system is doing in terms of indoctrinating our children. We've just seen the divide of the pandemic. Again, every other time, I said this in my comments, every other time when America is facing a crisis, we've come together. We've unified as a people, not during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you've got the President of the United States scapegoating people that have just made a tough decision for themselves, nobody should be pressured, coerced, or fear reprisal for not taking any medical treatment, but all of a sudden they are being scapegoated. They're, as I said, I mean, a father couldn't donate a kidney to his son. Mm-hmm. That's horrible. That's horrific. That's divisive. Okay, mm-hmm. That's destructive to the body, to our society.
Again, my exclusive interview with Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson seeking a third 6-year term. He was in Altoona yesterday at an Eau Claire County local meet and greet. Conservative activists on hand for that. One who was not there yesterday but did deliver the Republican weekly radio address is Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier. She talks in her address about the Republican election reforms that passed this week.
This week, Senate Republicans led the way by passing a number of election reform bills that are the result of an audit of the 2020 election conducted by the highly respected nonpartisan Audit Bureau. The audit revealed a number of inconsistencies and unclear rules surrounding election administration in Wisconsin. Our bills clarify the law and make a number of changes to clean up our voter rolls, provide more training for clerks, and get bigger cities better prepared to prevent late-night reporting of ballots on Election Day. The changes we approved ensure those who are indefinitely confined get the help they need to vote while preventing abuse of this system by those who are not. These bills should have bipartisan support, but instead, Governor Evers and his Democrat allies will continue to tell voters that their rights are under attack as a callous scare tactic to get more votes this fall. But Wisconsinites know better. We should all agree there is nothing wrong in making sure our elections are more secure, more transparent, and more certain when the final votes are tallied. The governor should do the right thing and sign these bills into law.
Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier of Lake Halley delivering the Republican weekly radio address. However, Governor Evers already on record earlier as saying he will veto all of the election-related bills passing the Republican-controlled legislature this week. And finally, bringing things back to the local races going on April 5th in our spring election, you've got school board, city council, and county board races. They're nonpartisan, but both parties, Republican and Democrat, do weigh in with support for various candidates. The Democratic flyer I'm looking at right here, touting six particular candidates. candidates that their party supports and three candidates for school board. One of those who seems to be very fortunate is Larry Magoba, who did address yesterday's local gathering of conservatives in Altoona, as he's listed as a recommended supported candidate by both parties. Following Magoba yesterday addressing the gathering of conservatives at the local candidate meet and greet was Eau Claire City Council candidate Bob Carr.
Lived in Eau Claire my entire life. I've got family roots here over 100 years. Reason I'm running, a lot like Larry, I've done a lot of volunteer work in Eau Claire, everything from junior achievement to working with the school board and so on. But I believe in the 30-plus years I've worked with the city council, I have never worked with a council that is more biased and more special interest than it is now. I think we need to put people in place that will balance that. I think Eau Claire has nothing to apologize for. I think we have very good people. I think we've got good employees.
Carr continues.
I know some of you from way back. I've worked, luckily, in the private sector my whole life here in Eau Claire. I just think it's a wonderful place to be. I don't have quite the experience that Larry has had with that interaction, but I feel it's extremely important that we get a balance of opinions back in the city council. I can look at nothing other than our new city leader they're putting in place. They spent all kinds of money doing searches, and then they come back to two people who are local. You know, somewhere there is something wrong if that's how they approach the number one non-elected position in our city. Something is skewed. I'm not doing this as a career change. This is something that I just feel I need to do. I grew up in a very politically active family on all ends, and yet somehow we still can have Thanksgiving dinner together. We still wave at each other with all five fingers and all that kind of stuff. So it can be done. The ability to have a discussion, whether you agree or disagree, and still have a discussion seems to have disappeared. And I feel that that's embarrassing for a town as good as us and as educated and things like that, that we can't sit down and part friends but don't agree. That's okay. And if it's me that is the one that needs to be educated, then golden, educate me, get me up to speed. I'm open to that. I'd like to think I'm a pretty sharp stick, but not all the time. So I'm certainly open to that. So I don't know what to say other than I would love to do this. I think I would be a very good representative. I'm an individual that will listen. I don't walk in there with all kinds of predisposed, this is what's got to happen, because it is not about me. I have been on the East Hill Neighborhood Association. I was one of the founding members. I've been involved for over 30 years. We're fortunate to interact with the police regularly. We've got a phenomenal group, the firefighters. We've got very good people, but something is dysfunctional at the top level. And I would like to take a swing at making it better.
Eau Claire City Council candidate Bob Carr, one of the candidates being supported by those on the right politically, along with some discussion and differences of opinion at the gathering yesterday in Altoona about support for Brian Trowbridge. Some saying yes and others saying they feel stronger about Bob Carr and Larry Magoba. Meanwhile, those on the left touting Kate Beaton, Roderick Jones, Joshua Miller, Charlie Johnson, Mark Richter, and Larry Magoba. Again, it'll be eight candidates on the ballot come April 5th, and five of them will be elected to the Eau Claire City Council. Meanwhile, those on the left, the Democrats, are supporting Tim Nordine, Markel Johnson, and Stephanie Farrar for the Eau Claire School Board, while those on the right are advocating for Corey Cronrath, Melissa Winter, and Nicole Everson. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, including my exclusive interview with Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who will square off against the survivor of the August 9th Democratic primary, a very crowded field, looking for the chance to face him in the November election. Also, we heard from Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier delivering the Republican Weekly radio address on the election bills that passed the legislature this week. However, Democratic Governor Evers poised to veto all of them. And we heard from Eau Claire City Council candidate Bob Carr, one of those garnering support of conservatives, along with Larry Magoba and to some extent, at least, Brian Trowbridge. We mentioned those candidates garnering support of the left. We'll deal with more issues and more races in the weeks to come. Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio, heard now on both stations at about 5:05 Sundays. Thanks for listening.